Audio point 11. Blue drawing room. The blue drawing room was originally the state dining room in Henrietta's time. Dinner here would have been served around 6:30 to 7 p.m. Before the 18th century, it was served around 4:30, but became gradually later throughout that era. Due to the increasing gap between breakfast and dinner, a new meal called luncheon began to be served. Normally, only women would have lunch at the castle, as the men would have been out riding with the hunt during the day. In the Powys Castle archive, there are records of men being paid to take lunch out to the sportsmen on the grouse moors up until the late 19th century. Though by then the ladies were also outdoors, eating meals with the men during breaks in the shoot. Whilst the dining room might be a female-dominated space during the day, this was where the men would remain when the women retired to the drawing room after dinner. Whilst alone in the dining room, the men wouldn't just be engaged in idle chit-chat. It was here that important decisions, allegiances, and political strategies would be forged, a process which the women of the house were definitely not privy to. If you look around, you will notice, on the wall to the left of the fireplace, a collection of pastel portraits by Hugh Douglas Hamilton. These were drawn whilst the family were in Rome in 1788. There is a portrait of Henrietta, as well as portraits of her husband, brother-in-law, daughter, and the Powys estate agent, John Probert. Ask a room steward for an information sheet to identify which is which. It was normal for people to commission their portrait whilst travelling in Italy, although larger group commissions such as these were a little more unusual. More commonly, the grand tour would be undertaken by the young man of the house, with a learned tutor or with friends, before returning to Britain to marry or perhaps to take up political duties. Women were known to have gone on the grand tour too, although it was less usual. Look out also for a number of portraits drawn by the governess Anna Tonelli in the late 1790s, in the style of Hamilton. She may also be responsible for the two copies of the Hamilton portraits of Edward and Charlotte Clive. Now leave the castle after exiting through its service areas and enter the gardens, where you should listen to audio point 12 for the last part of the tour.